Wow, do we have something to tech about, where every episode focuses on ways students create digital evidence of active learning.
As a Google for Education district, students and educators alike have free, unlimited access to apps that support creativity, collaboration, communication, and critical thinking, all elements of 21st century active learning.
We are Google for Education certified trainers, Drew and Angie, with
Something to tech about.
Google Docs is one of the core apps in G Suite, and on the surface, it's very similar to most other word processing programs. But if you dig a little deeper, you will discover that Google Docs contains features that others do not. For example, did you know that students and others could potentially complete an entire assignment without leaving the doc? Many of these lesser known features can really amplify the user's experience. So in today's episode, we are teching it up a notch by discussing some of the lesser known features of Google Docs and how these features can increase productivity in the classroom to the boardroom.
Be our guest. Do you have something to tech about? Consider joining us as a guest speaker to share what's happening in your classroom, your favorite tech resource or tool, ways technology has been beneficial for you and your students, or anything else you would like to tech about. Visit our website at www.somethingtotechabout.com and submit the guest speaker Google form. Google Docs continues to amp up the productivity features. In today's episode, we are going to hit some of the hidden features that are located in the menu items. So if you want to follow along, go ahead and open up a Google Doc. And then Drew and I are going to hit on some of those fun things that you might not have seen yet. So let's get started with just the file menu. Drew, why don't you tell us some of the things that you can find there, and we'll go from there.
Okay, lots of options, but the ones that people may not be familiar with, page setup, download options, but the one that I kind of want to hit on is the version history.
My favorite.
The Mac Daddy Undo is what I tell teachers and students. So this is where you can, especially when students are collaborating, you can, in someone accidentally,
deletes the whole thing.
Exactly. Yeah. You can go to file version history and revert to an older copy of that same document. So that's productivity at its best, even when it may be lost.
Yeah. And you can rename some of those previous versions as well. So mm-hmm. That might be kind of interesting. If you're working on something long term, you can go back and almost benchmark the progress of
right
a document could take.
And then also, if the students are logged in and collaborating, you can go in and check to see who's actually added content to the document.
Oh, exactly. Because there's always somebody that takes on a leadership role and tends to do more than others. And sometimes that is a perceived, I did everything.
Mm-hmm,
and then
mm-hmm.
Anyway, the teacher can go in and kind of see.
Yeah, a little bit of accountability for the students, for sure. So, Angie, the insert menu is full of goodies.
Oh my gosh.
Which ones do we want to highlight, I guess?
Well, I think that just to say, Google Docs is so much more than just a word processing program. There's mm-hmm. so many things you can add into your Google Doc. But just by looking at that insert menu, I think the thing I want to focus on is the equations piece. Mm-hmm. So if you click insert and then equation, it adds a whole nother, almost like a little toolbar to your Google Doc. And then you, as the math teacher, or anybody that might have to write an equation, can go ahead and add some of those
symbols.
Thank you.
Math
that's
symbols.
The word.
Yeah, and I think that's one thing that a lot of teachers are hesitant about using Google Docs, because they can't insert math symbols.
Right. They're like, it's just a keyboard. How do I make all those other things mm-hmm. happen if I need to work on some equations and things? So that's actually in the toolbar.
Yeah.
I mean, in the menu for insert.
Right. And I think the other things you need to be aware of, how to insert drawings. Table of contents is big, especially if you have a long document, headers and footers, and then bookmarking. So check those out as well.
Especially handy for long documents. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right, let's look at tools. In terms of education and students and teachers using Google Docs. I think having the word count is always handy, not only for teachers who are assigning something that might say, hey, I want you to have this paragraph needs to have a certain number of words, but kids often will say, how long does it have to be?
Exactly. I've heard that once or twice. My career. Exactly. And another one that we mentioned in an earlier episode is the voice typing. So keep that in mind as well as one of the tools. And then the accessibility options, which a lot of teachers, educators ask, you know, I have a student that needs, you know, a little assistance, a little support. So in those options, you get the screen reader and screen magnifier supports. So don't ignore the tools menu.
Absolutely. If we could go back and talk about voice typing for a second. Mm-hmm. When I've used voice typing with teachers and students, there's different comments that come out of those discussions. Sometimes folks are like, no, I really want the students to type. They need to get that practice with keyboarding and such. And I totally respect that. But the other piece that's interesting with voice typing is no matter whether you can type or not, it's an amazing way to get your thoughts down on paper. Some people can speak much more quickly than they can type. So just getting those ideas out and then having the opportunity to go back and edit and proofread and things like that, and I think is really an amazing piece, amazing feature of Google Docs.
And I know many times in meetings it's like, oh my gosh, why didn't we use the voice typing as we were in meetings? So, because we can't always remember what we say if somebody's not taking notes.
So yeah, that's capture good, those great ideas.
It's like, did you get that one? Nope. Some other things that we want to mention about Google Docs are they're in the toolbar, but they are also located. You can access them other ways within Google Docs as well. And I think one of the big ones is the Explore tool. And this is, if you're looking at a Google Doc, it's in the bottom right-hand corner, the icon. And what this does is actually opens up the web right there within that Google Doc. So if you're thinking students, that's very safe for them to navigate.
Right. They don't have to be worried about going into another tab or another window. They can go ahead and search the internet right from within the document. Mm-hmm. And also with using that Explore feature, you can add images right from the internet straight into the document. So it's not just searching for things, but it's also taking some of that content and using it in your creativity.
Right. And I think the other big one, citing a source. So if you're using the Explore button, if you find an article or a website or an image, if you would just hover over that title, you'll see the quotation marks pop up and it will cite your source. So you just click that and it adds it as a footnote. So I think that's a little bit of accountability as well.
Where was that when I got my master's degree?
I know, right? The chat feature. If this is very powerful, if you've shared a Google document with somebody, you can actually activate the chat feature. So you can, instead of comments or, you know, editing suggestions and stuff like that, it's almost like a text message within a Google Doc off to the side. It's not attached to the document, so it will disappear, unlike the comments that would stay. So I think that's a good one. I know some school systems
turn that off.
But, you know, not just in schools, but in meetings and in board meetings and so forth. That's a good thing as well.
And I think it's a good thing to keep on in terms of keeping that feature available for students, because they need to practice being a digital citizen. Mm-hmm. So practice using the keyboard and using the chat feature in a positive way for the purpose of the document. I think it's a good idea.
I agree. And then the tag and assign. This is good. It's created from a comment. So you would just highlight whatever text you want to comment on. And once you do that, you can actually tag someone by adding their email, beginning with the @ or the plus sign. And then one of the big things I like about it is the assigning of that task. So let's say I need you to edit whatever paragraph you're working on. I'm going to tag you and assign it as well. And then you are responsible for resolving that.
So I would get an email notification as well as a comment off to the side of the file.
Mm-hmm. that's pretty powerful. Classroom, out of the classroom, in many different aspects of the
working Yeah, I can see
world.
That working for coworkers as well as, you know, people on committees together, mm-hmm. or even students working on projects together.
Exactly. So those are some of the highlights from our Google Docs toolbar. If you have any questions, feel free to visit our show notes at somethingtotechabout.com, and we will have more information there. For more information, be sure to visit the show notes for templates, links to related articles, and previous episodes at www.somethingtotechabout.com. Angie, there are some more things within Google Docs, or when you're creating Google Docs, that I know we often overlook ourselves. So what are some things that you can offer?
I've got some ideas about that.
Okay.
In terms of getting started with Google Docs, sometimes starting a blank doc is the way to go. But sometimes, if you've noticed, if you click from Google Drive, everybody, is what I'm talking about, the plus sign and then hit Docs, you then have two choices. You can start a blank doc or you can start a template. And this takes a lot of the work out of your... Well, it takes a lot of the work off your plate in terms of formatting a document for your
next
steps.
Increasing that productivity. If
yes.
You're already,
saving
yeah.
time, mm-hmm. saving productivity, saving decision-making, all kinds of things. So in the template section of Google Docs, there's things for businesses, for education. You could start your resume there. You could write a sales pitch. There are places to do recipes and book reports and all sorts of different things. So I highly recommend spending some time in the templates section. No matter what reason you're using a Google Doc, you might be able to start there and then rock it on out and get a lot of things done quickly.
True. And I do want to mention that you can actually, if you're already in a Google Doc, from the file menu, you can go to New and then hover over that, and then all the way at the bottom, from template.
I never noticed that.
So you can already be in a Google Doc, not necessarily have to go Google Drive. Just another way to access the template.
Look at that. I learned something new on our own podcast. Sweet. So some other ways to increase productivity with Google Docs, Drew, are using some add-ons.
Yes.
And this
mm-hmm.
is something that is so fun. It's kind of like shopping Amazon for increasing the productivity of your docs. So we've got several that we'd like to share with you. Some of them we've even shared on previous podcasts. Mm-hmm. But why don't you go ahead and tell us some of your favorites?
Well, I think, you just introduced this one to me, because we've already talked about the revision history. The revision history analytics kind of goes into a little bit more detail as to what that history looks like, who's involved in that history on a particular Google Doc, and so forth. So I kind of like that.
It's pretty amazing. If as a teacher, you can see exactly how many edits individual students have participated in mm-hmm. using the analytics add-on. So I highly recommend that piece. Yes.
Definitely. And I think we've talked about the SAS Writing Revisor in a previous episode, as well as, I don't know that we mentioned it, but it was in our show notes, the Kaizena.
Voice commenting.
The voice commenting. So in that, instead of leaving a comment, a text comment, you can actually leave a voice comment.
Because sometimes the tone can really say a lot about what someone is thinking. And using
true
that voice comment
story.
can make something that might seem a little harsh in a written comment can come off a lot more friendly.
Mm-hmm. And I guess maybe the last one is for anyone writing papers, research papers, and so forth, is the Easy Bib. That is an add-on that can help with creating bibliographies. So keep that in mind as well. If you have any questions or you'd like to see more about this, there is going to be a digging into Google Docs document for you to explore. And if you are a teacher, you're more than welcome to take that and have your students complete it as well.
Great way to start off the school year.
Yeah, to get them used to some of the lesser known features to help them throughout the school year. So visit our website at somethingtotech.com. Geekabout.com. I don't know why I keep tripping over that one. And we'd love to hear comments or questions or anything else you have to share.
The Savannah Morning News and your school. Newspapers and Education, or NIE, provides teachers with newspaper e-editions and useful, interesting, and innovative curriculum to enhance learning and help students meet the challenges of the future. Teachers receive newspaper e-editions and curriculum at no cost to them, thanks to the support of the community and local business sponsors. Visit nieonline.com/Savannah. Thanks for listening to today's episode of Digging Into Docs, where we looked at some of the key features that are hidden underneath the menu options, as well as some of the things that you might find in templates and add-ons. So we look forward to hearing your experiences using Google Docs either in your classroom or in the boardroom.
So what are some things that you can offer? Maybe I just lost that.
I've got lots to offer, Drew.
Bless.